USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's being called the largest one-day, one-state immigration raid in the history of the United States. ICE officials taking hundreds of undocumented immigrants into custody in the Jackson, Mississippi area yesterday. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst is with the Southern District of Mississippi.
Strong interior enforcement is essential to any border security strategy. You cannot have one without the other.
At least 680 illegal immigrants taken into custody. Amnesty International is out with travel warnings concerning the United States, the organization telling people around the world to use extreme caution when traveling in America because of what it calls rampant gun violence. It says it's so prevalent in the U.S. that it amounts to a human rights crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much. And everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA, and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Pizza Hut closing as many as 500 restaurants over the next 2 years. The company planning to focus more on delivery and carryout. There are just under 7,500 Pizza Huts across the country, and most of them are dine-in operations as of now. Calls for gun control continuing on the campaign trail as Democrats, including Elizabeth Warren, have been making it a common theme in recent days since the shootings in Dayton and El Paso.
We have a gun crisis in this country. The overwhelming majority of Americans know that we need to make some sensible changes, and they know what those changes are. But right now, Congress, the Republicans, are held by the throat by the NRA.
That's Warren speaking at a town hall in Iowa yesterday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A number of 2020 Ford Explorers and Lincoln Aviators now being recalled by Ford. It involves nearly 14,000 vehicles in the U.S. that are mostly in dealership inventories right now. Ford says they may be missing the manual park release cover that keeps them from moving while parked. Dealerships will repair the issues before delivery to customers. Well, Willie Nelson making announcement last night that he's canceling the remainder of his current tour.
Stay with me. Oh, let's just breathe.
The 86-year-old Nelson saying on social media, quote, "I'm sorry to cancel my tour, but I have a breathing problem, and I need to have my doctor check it out." The tour was set to run for 30 more shows, and Nelson is scheduled to play the Farm Aid show in Wisconsin on September 21st. No word on whether that appearance may be in jeopardy based on this latest news. And in New Braunfels, Texas, there's a zebra on the loose. In fact, there's a second one in 2 days. Yesterday, a zebra was in the streets, and police were able to capture it eventually. But last night, they tweeted that a second zebra was now on the run in their city. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.